All right. So, the health and wellness revolution is all about how healthy we are, what we're eating, what we put into our body, what we put into our food, because you know these days they put all these growth hormones, which some people are suspicious of. Some people think it's perfectly okay. I don't have a problem with the growth hormones. If it means that my peaches and my apples are bigger and juicier, I'm cool with that.
I mean, you have so many schools of thought that believe that we basically eat our way to cancer because of all the stuff that ends up in our food.
That's right. Do you grow any food at home? Because this is what a lot of people are asking themselves. Should we be growing our own food at home? And, you know, we always check in with our own experts in the field and with our own people who know more about this than we do, and that is with Robin at Lifestyle Home and Garden. And she's here this morning. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm very well, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Extremely well. First of all, I saw the designs for the first time that you guys have done for our garden that we're going to have outside here.
And what do you think?
Magic.
Oh, wow.
Magic.
I'm so happy.
I can't believe that I was kept in the dark for so long. See, as I said to him this morning, yeah, I haven't heard anything about what Lifestyle are planning to do. So he said, oh, we've all been copied on that email. Didn't you get it? I felt very left out.
Oh, shame.
And then
sorry
I saw it this morning.
And now you got a wonderful surprise.
I know. I can't wait. Let me just show Mubs quickly because this is what's going to happen here at the entrance, my buddy.
Look, okay.
I'm going to put up all these plants. We're going to have a little water feature. You see that?
That's very
our
nice.
Entrance. Isn't that nice? I'm very excited, Robin.
That's good. We're also very excited. I think that even your guests are going to be blown away by what they're going to see when they come in.
That's what we want. We want them to see what you guys can do too. And by the way, you were here on the sex show on Friday last week.
Well, we weren't here, but we did have some products creating a wonderful environment.
No, I heard those plants, where are they? They're on that windowsill now. There are plants that are specifically... like about creating a sexy feeling.
Oh.
So that,
what are they called?
That is fennel.
Oh, fennel.
And what?
It's a herb.
Yeah, it's a herb and you can grow it. And we thought that that creates the same like sensual feeling as dragging or like rubbing a feather on the body would. So it's, you know, that easy access when those sensual moments come up. And I think that it's so nice because you can grow it yourself in your kitchen, use it in your cooking, and also, you know,
tickle each other with it.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, and these, what are these things? Because these apparently provide more oxygen.
Yeah, so this is a sansevieria, and it's exactly what I was telling you guys about when I was here about 2 months ago. It's called a snake plant or mother-in-law's tongue.
Look at that. Does your mother-in-law's tongue look like that? I'll take a picture of it. It's horrendous. If your mother-in-law's tongue looks like that, she is definitely related to Mark Zuckerberg. All right, but these things do what?
So they absorb carbon dioxide and they release oxygen. So it's very good that you have it in your studio here because it's right now creating a more productive environment. Obviously, it's going to help with your concentration.
Stimulate the brain.
Exactly, exactly.
Help with
and they're very low maintenance, so they're easy to look after.
Magic.
So Gareth, I'm sure you can keep it alive, hopefully.
Oh no, these we're good with. And you know who our in-house plant minder is Celeste.
Okay, so it's her duty to keep them alive.
Celeste runs around and kind of waters plants. And the only thing she's killed so far is one of mine. But I didn't buy that from Lifestyle Home and Garden. So it might have been slightly inferior.
I'm sure
inferior.
The quality wasn't that
it
good.
It was definitely inferior. I bought that, passing by the shops once. So that was my own fault.
So you are charging a person who's already killed one of your plants to take care of all the plants.
No.
Meanwhile, Big Kale Ben here is keeping things alive and growing them strong.
Yes, Big Kale Ben, it's time for you to boast. The last time we checked in with Robin, you'd only just started this experiment.
Well, I don't think it's a boasting exercise.
Well, tell Robin, go on.
I applied myself to planting something of a natural basis, and I'm eating it.
Oh, wow, I'm
got
very
kale.
Impressed.
So my small kale has become bigger kale, and now it's going into
kale
things.
Thin.
I have smoothies, I have salads with the kale that I've grown.
That's very impressive.
Ta-da!
So I think you should be in charge of the mother-in-law's tongues that are in the office.
Yes.
I've got stuff to do here. I mean, come on.
I'm kind of with Robin. All right, let's get back to this health and wellness thing. So we were talking about food and people growing their own stuff because there is a lot of talk around how we genetically modify certain plants, what kinds of pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and all kinds of other things we use, and how some of that stuff might not be the best thing for us.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's this whole health and wellness revolution that's driving people to grow their own food. And mm-hmm. you can see it's all over. There's so much information about it. Because not only does it allow you to have crops that you can feed yourself and your family and obviously your community with, but you know the source of where that food is coming from. If you're going to plant it yourself, whether you choose seeds and literally start from the very beginning, or even if you choose seedlings, you are deciding if you're going to use an organic fertilizer or not an organic fertilizer. If you're going to obviously spray for pests, or you're not going to do that, where does the water come from? You know, are you using clean water, or, you know, all those types of things? What is actually going in? What is the source of that food? And yeah, whether it's healthy or something that, you know, you just buy off the shelf and you're not really sure what's gone into it or where it comes from.
Do you have a position on fertilizer? Are you particular about what you would use?
Fertilizer is very important. And I think that it's definitely up to each individual, but personally I would use an organic fertilizer because it can give all the nutrients that the plant needs, but, you know, obviously in a more responsible way. And also, especially with edibles, you have to use organic because you have to know that you're not going to be putting chemicals into your body. Exactly. Right.
Although, I mean, some people like putting chemicals.
Yeah. Well, if you like that, there's always an alternative.
All right. So fertilizer is important, but water, I mean, how many of us can be sure that the water that we use to water our gardens, to even the stuff that comes out of our tap that we drink straight out of the tap, how can we be so sure that that is as pure as it should be, or that the right kinds of minerals are in there?
Yeah, I guess
we don't know,
it's
really
difficult. We don't know.
And that's no one's sitting at home doing chemical spectroscopy of every drop of the drinking water. It's ridiculous.
No. I know it's difficult to, you know, always know what's going in, but at least you have control when you grow your own. And I think that's what people like, you know, if they're going to drink their water, or they're going to filter or purify and use that water to water their herbs and veggies because they know they're going to eat it, then at least you know you're in control of that process.
What about, I mean, we talk about fertilizer, but a lot of people are very nervous about what kinds of soil to use. And I know that there are things like compost or manure,
yes,
things like that that can be helpful. And just because we know where manure comes from, like the back end of cows and horses and sheep and all kinds of other things, doesn't mean that it's bad for you if it goes through the plant and the plant can use it as fuel.
Oh, no, absolutely not. As long as you buy a good quality compost, there's obviously, you know, people who make compost on the side of the road, sell it as compost, and it's not necessarily, you know, got the good nutrients and that.
So rather avoid those. What might that be?
I do not know, and I'd rather not know, I think.
That's horrendous.
But, you know, if you're obviously going to buy a good quality compost or make your own from obviously your food waste and that type of thing, there's a lot of programs and different products that you can actually make your own bin. Like a composting bin. You know, a lot of people love to use their own food waste, not obviously throw that away, but recycle it, and then you can actually produce your own healthy compost in your garden. And we do have solutions for that as well, and a lot of information out there, so I think that's also a good option.
I know somebody who's horrified because in Cape Town, people are very into recycling and composting and all of this stuff. And they're horrified by how most people in Gauteng don't care about this stuff by comparison. I don't know if that's true or not. But ideally, we all want to get to a point where we produce as little waste as possible.
Definitely.
And where we use what we have better.
Yes, exactly.
And composting is one way to do that.
Composting is definitely one way to do that. And the other thing, growing your own food is actually also another way to do that. Because think, if you go to the shop, you know, if you want to buy kale versus mm-hmm. growing your own, like Ben is doing, then you're going to buy a few bags of kale. What if the expiry date is all the same and then you don't use it? You're going to throw it away. If you grow your own, you can plant so that you have some mature, some new plants, harvest at different times so that you're not wasting. You're only picking exactly what you need.
And that stuff you're buying from the shop's full of packaging and, you know.
Yes, packaging, exactly. If you're just cutting little snips from your own garden, there's absolutely no rubbish with that, no packaging, and then hopefully no waste because you literally use what you're growing.
That sounds brilliant. All right, so what can we get from you guys that'll help us to do this. I mean, there's got to be some way we can just come over there and fill up like a wheelbarrow or a trolley with stuff and then we get started.
Absolutely. I think we have the full solution. Whether you want to plant in your own garden beds or you're looking for some planter boxes, obviously if you have a balcony, there's even a solution for that. Even if you don't have a balcony or a garden, there's things such as windowsill boxes, which you can do exactly the same with. You just need a little bit of a sunlit area. And we have all the containers, otherwise garden beds. We have the seeds and seedlings. So you can start from the very beginning, planting the seeds, watching the whole process, or you can plant ready to use, literally plant. And that very minute you finish planting, you can snip off a piece. Beautiful. So we have both of those. Some plants even are fully grown with fruit or veggies already on them. So if it's in season.
I mean, for me, that's perfect. I'm so lazy.
You can buy eggplants that already have little eggplants on and almost chop them off as you plant the plant, and then obviously wait for more to grow. And then we also have all the hardware to support that, the fertilizers, the plant food, potting soil if you need, and even the tools. I think, you know, it's nice to always get some gloves if you don't like to get your hands dirty, even though we do encourage it. And also little tools so that you can harvest and keep maintaining planting different things seasonally. We have the whole solution. And I think, you know, people want that food security, knowing that they can have nutritious and obviously sufficient food to feed their family.
Damn right.
You never know what's going to be available. So
at least until Julius gets us the land,
yeah,
we'll need to start growing what little things we have in what little land we have. So
exactly.
We can start making progress.
Exactly.
If we want this land, we're going to need to start farming somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. All right, so if you haven't been there before, all I can say is you have to go and check it out, the Lifestyle Home Garden Center. It's the most awesome place, and Lifestyle Home Garden is right in the middle of it. They've got everything you could possibly imagine, exquisite plants, garden and home decor, accessories, hardware, and tools. They've got people like Robin there who know exactly what they're talking about, who can help you to figure out your way. And the center is there to inspire the creative, the garden guru, the newbie, the young enthusiast, the passionate homeowner. That's all about lifestyle, the kind of lifestyle that is created in an attempt to help you create and choose your own way of life. Lifestyle Home Garden has over 3,000 plant varieties available at any given time. The team has over 150 years of combined management experience, and they're the winners of 18 Best of Joburg Awards.
It's actually 19, guys.
Oh my God, 19. Look, the clock keeps... What's going on there, George? You're ruining my microphones.
Sorry.
George Meany comes in and like breaks things. So you met George Meany? Have you met Robin?
No. Hello, Robin.
Hi,
hello,
George.
Ben.
Very
hello,
nice
my body.
Robin Scher is from Lifestyle Home Garden. We were talking about what we can. Do you grow any plants, George?
I was just thinking outside there. I'm an avid coffee lover. I love coffee.
Yes.
So when I was down in KZN in December, there's this coffee farm in the mountains called Beaver Creek.
Yes, beautiful.
Beautiful place. And I bought myself 4 coffee plants.
Oh,
and I
wow.
planted them in my garden. But the downside of these freaking coffee plants, it takes 5 years to create coffee beans.
No. All good things come with
and
time.
Then you have to make them into, I mean, that's a complicated process, by the way. It's
yeah,
not,
apparently, but I'm going to try.
It's a good story, though.
Good,
I mean, and they're pretty
nothing
trees.
Else, these are great stories. Like, I'm growing this currently.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be useless, but it's
spot
still
on.
A good story.
So if you want to know more, go to lifestyle.co.za. And remember, winter's coming, so we'll check in with Robin again soon to find out what we can and can't plant in the winter, what we can and can't do for indoor plants in the winter, and we'll get our own Cliff Central garden going with Ari and Jane, who are going to start looking after our plants. And I'm very nervous about that.
You know, like, the last thing I'm going to say about this, seeing as I'm such an avid gardener, it is so much more
yeah,
rewarding
your
than you can possibly
plant.
Think. And the thing is, you can do this with just a pot, one little pot. You don't have to have a garden. You can start with a pot.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Why I, that's what I find so amazing about this.
This is CliffCentral.com.